Welcome back to Smell You Later, your favorite podcast in the world. I'm so excited for this week.
Same.
I got a Hulken for this, you guys.
That's right. She finally has a Hulken. And that bitch is full.
Dude, I could fit in there.
You could fit in there.
You could smuggle me into anywhere.
Hotel Smell You Later. Yeah. This Thursday, June 25th, 6 to 9.
Yes.
At
the Standard Highline.
The Standard Highline.
Soda Shop.
We are so excited. Again, this is your official like low ticket alert. It's getting dicey. So if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, do that.
Do it. The link is in our Instagram bio. It's on our website, smellyoulater.live. You'll find it.
It's around.
Just Google Hotel Smell You Later.
Or DM us. Again, if you find the cost prohibitive, DM us, let us know. We'll figure it out. And also, when we sell out, if you really want to get in, DM us and let us know.
Yeah.
And we can figure it out. But
it's $15. All proceeds go to Make the Road,
which supports the immigrant community here in New York City. I'm so excited.
I'm pumped.
Yeah. It's going to be so
fun. I'm so excited for our gift bags.
I know. They're going to be fun. So last year, so many of you came in and were like, what are the rules?
Yeah.
And we were like, okay, there's one rule. And the rule is the same this year.
Yes.
You bring a perfume. Yep. You swap it. Okay, the lowdown is we're going to do groups, probably a five. We'll see. You will have
2 to 3 minutes.
No, two. Three was too long.
Okay, three was... I'm so positive we did 5 minutes.
We did not
I'm
do 5 minutes.
I'm so positive.
We are not that patient. Well, we did... Okay, wait. I'm not going to do simple math on this show, but we had, 100 people last time. We would have been there till midnight if we did groups of five.
You're right. You get 2 minutes, guys.
And here's the thing.
Come early.
Scope it out. So you know sort of what your...
Write your list.
You know, what your priorities are when your turn comes.
Mm-hmm.
You have 2 minutes to swap. Yep. And then... I always say the real swap happens after the swap. So we will definitely have surplus perfume.
Yep.
And then y'all can do whatever you want with it. But you're more than welcome to bring more than one perfume, but the initial swap is only one.
Yes.
So if you bring three, you can't swap for three.
No.
You bring three out of the goodness of your heart, and then you can swap for the rest after. But that has nothing to do with us.
Yep.
Yeah. Any questions, DM us, let us know. We're so excited. It's just going to be a fun summer hang. Bring your friends. Come alone. Make some new friends. Truly, it is like the best group of people we've ever met. Everyone is so open, so kind.
There's just so many openings for conversations. And last year, it was really fun just to watch everybody mingling and talking to one another and being like, ooh, smell this. Or if you like this, you should smell that. Mm-hmm. Oh, so fun.
It is really fun. Yeah. I know that we are really interested in continuing to create spaces for the perfume. God, let me not say perfume community. You know what the fuck I mean.
For y'all.
For the Smell You Later community.
Yes. Not the perfume, the Smell You Later community. Just us.
So,
for the frag heads like us.
See you Thursday.
Yay. So fun. Do you? Okay. I don't want to talk about this.
What?
I was going to be like... Where were you on the night the Knicks won? Then I was like, I don't fucking care.
Oh, the Knicks? Please. I was in Montauk.
Oh, I'm so jealous. How was Montauk?
It was really, really lovely.
How was the surf lounge? Lodge.
I will say this only to you, as if I don't have a mic in front of my face. Surf Lodge was the worst fucking experience of my entire life. But
say it louder.
Montauk was absolutely lovely. It was so, so nice to get out of the city. It could not have been better weather, not a cloud in the sky, etc. It was just lovely. So, and it was like, my partner was there for work, but we had very little to do for that commitment. So we just sort of got to bop around.
What was the work thing?
The Surf Lodge, the, you know, nation's biggest coke den, is doing an artist residency.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And so a lot of this artist work were up at the Surf Lodge. And so he is writing about it. And
I want to do an artist residency.
It was very, very cool. We were very well taken care of. But I mean, even the stunty shit aside, it was just like just a beautiful weekend. So feeling very lucky and grateful, etc. Just a reminder to go on vacation. Get out of town.
Yeah, seriously.
Sometimes a quick weekend trip is all it takes.
I would like to do that more.
Yeah. I think I'm doing it more soon. I'm going home.
Yay.
Yay.
Is it? It's not just me, but like, this is the time of year now where I notice everyone's like, so what are your summer plans? What do you say? And I was like, girl, I'm poor. I don't have them. It's sitting in front of my AC.
I'm trying to make summer plans. Oh, but to answer your question, I was in bed when the Knicks won. They were doing a watch party outdoors.
At the Surf Lodge. The streets were
and
violent.
I I was looking at the score on my phone just because I love to know. And yeah, I didn't need to check because everyone started screaming. It was this, like, din of noise. Yep. So basketball, heard of it? Where were you?
I went to, against my better anything, I met up with my boyfriend who was at a bar for a friend's like surprise birthday party at Fiction, which is like down the block from me.
Oh, yeah.
They were having a Knicks watching party. And I got there just as they won, which is a terrible time to enter a crowded space.
Awful.
As everyone started screaming.
Yeah.
And I immediately was filled with rage because I get overwhelmed easily. And my reaction is to become violent.
That's so close to you, though.
Yeah, it was really close. I was like, he was like, oh, I'm going to my friend's party. Like, if you want to pop by, it's really close to you. And I was like, sure. And then my dumbass timing. I was like, why? It was so loud that we had to, we put in our AirPods. And we swapped phones and we used the live listen so we could talk to each other. It was so fucking loud.
That's incredible.
Like little walkie-talkies.
Was it busy as hell?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's where I used to get coffee before I would come here when I would leave.
I remember.
Brian's.
I've never been there at night, only in the daytime.
Neither have I. Yeah. Crazy.
But now I know, like live listen. It's actually a great little feature.
You'll have to teach me about that because I am a boomer.
On the one hand, I'm like community, yay, cheering and like being one. And on the other hand, I'm like, y'all are fake fans. Fake.
Totally. But like, I'm fine with a fake fan. I won't pretend to be like, imagine me posting about the Knicks. Like, LOL.
Well, like the amount of people I know who like don't give a fuck about sports posting about it. I was like, what is going on?
I know. I mean, I think it's fun to be like a little bit of a poser and come together for one common cause. Not me. I couldn't be me, but the rest of them can have fun.
I get like the World Cup because, and I tell this to everybody. I was like, that's international. There's like a global kind of like camaraderie. With the Knicks, I was just like, okay. Domestic teams? Like, okay.
Okay, anyway.
Sorry to be a hater.
Sable, what do you smell like today?
Oh my God. I've been obsessed with this for like the past 2 weeks.
I don't mean to like, okay, go on.
Okay, so I smell like Discotheque, Next to Me or Nothing.
I love it.
Which
that
is their newest launch. Their version of a skin scent, which, yes. I see what they mean by that.
Give that to me.
Of course, I read the build of the scent, which was like lactonic, jasmine, musky, slightly mineralic, and I was like, yeah, that's for me. Okay, you're making a face. Titan is smelling it and making a face.
I don't know about this one, girl.
It's not a Titan scent, but it's like your...
You're making a face. You sound like my mother.
It's like tonic. It's musky. It's very, very sheer. I get the texture of the mineral quality, which I think is meant to kind of suggest like skin sweat at the club.
Yeah.
I don't think... When I think of skin scent at the club, I'm like, get away from me. Like, don't touch me.
Yeah.
I've never been to a club that smelled nice, but like, it's a nice, very comforting, slightly lactonic. It has that kind of cushiony, almost marshmallowy hint of sweetness.
Wait, let me smell it on you.
It's on my wrist. It's very sheer.
Okay. I don't dislike it. It smelled a little wild off the bladder first, but no, I could see this.
It's interesting that like, so like Discotheque is very thematically about the club.
Yeah.
And what's cute is that each scent has like a city and a year. And I think this one was Kyoto, something maybe like 2008 or 2018, I think. So not super, super long ago. But this is not a scent I would necessarily associate with going out clubbing because to me it's so like quiet and soft and comforting.
Yeah.
But I mean, sure, why not? You can wear anything to a club.
Well, what I'm noticing is that, I mean, most of the Discotheque bottles are black and opaque. And this one is this beautiful, crystal clear aquamarine bottle.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's really gorgeous. And the component mirrors the scent, I would say, in that I think it holds hands with this more sort of light, aquatic, jasmine-y, skin-scenty, mineralic. This almost is in the same camp as all of these salty beach scents.
Exactly.
That we're experiencing at the moment.
Yes.
Hmm.
Which is funny because, you know, I'm like trying to look at their Instagram on this. Like, obviously, a brand like Discotheque, which is like pretty indie to my knowledge. The branding reads venture capitalist, but I do believe that they're like, it's just two girls.
Who
it's
cares?
Like two friends who are founders. So it's like, I don't think necessarily that like this brand is not the brand that's like looking at the trend reports 2 years from now and saying like, okay, we should launch a beachy mineralic aquatic.
I personally, mm-hmm. I think we one have to be very careful with that conversation because mm-hmm. I have been seeing people just saying some shit lately and I'm like, well, you are wrong.
Like what?
And two, I don't think it matters. I just don't think it matters.
In terms of like what matters?
I just think that is triggering me because it's like it's walking toward this like niche versus mass conversation that I think everyone has so wrong that it's like I think we need to focus on something else, not you.
But I don't think of it in terms of like, okay, I don't know where their perfumes are made or like sure. which house they use, sure. but if it's through a big house, it's likely that the house will be like, here's our trend report. Yeah, here's our captives. Like, here's what we can do. And here's what we think is going to be popular.
Yeah.
Make your choice. And even if I think anybody when served options, like it's like once you know, you can't unknow. So you might think, oh, I really like this. Let's go in this direction. And maybe that's what is contributing to a lot of these certain scent profiles being put out there. But this brand doesn't necessarily strike me as that.
Necessarily. And this isn't
me knowing nothing about them.
This isn't a you conversation.
No, I just keep
hearing yeah. people saying like the wildest shit about all of these like quote unquote niche brands. And I'm like, if you were to take 20 seconds to Google,
yeah.
you would know that someone, you know, sold a business and now has the luxury of starting a quote unquote niche brand. Like this is not as niche as you think, babe.
Yeah.
It's just been a rub lately. I should not get onto it.
But I did have that thought you thought, which is like, oh, this smells a lot like these other aquatic mineral cords like that are releasing. Like,
I put a little bit of it on my hand and this is quite nice. Mm-hmm. This is quite nice.
It's nice.
And I also will say, like, to counter that, yes, I agree with myself, but it is not salty for the sake of itself. It's not which I like, but it's not Glossier Swap. But it is, like you said, I think mineralic, like you've said, is the word.
Yeah, I'm trying to find their...
It's nice, I think for...
I don't love that they kind of use the, like, pheromones conversation for this, which I don't love.
Yeah,
because pheromones don't work that way.
I was shocked when you texted me about this.
Yeah.
Because of, one, that. Two, it just... Like I said, I never know with you. But, like, it didn't sound like something... It doesn't shock me that you gravitated toward this, but like the minute I saw this, I think I saw the pheromone messaging first before I even saw Discotheque, and I was like, nope.
No.
And then I was like, oh, it's them? Okay. That's something.
What does it say? Phantom pheromones, messy spring winds, cloudy sake, shrines of star jasmine, and snow white musk. Those are just words. Okay, here is the build. Cold milk at the top. Star jasmine nigori. I don't know what that is, Nagori. And then Isui Super, Sandalwood, Tonka Bean, and White Musk. Sure. I think that sounds accurate. The Cloudy Sake, I don't really smell. Maybe that's conceptual, but I also don't drink, so I wouldn't necessarily know what sake smells like.
Nagori is actually Cloudy Sake.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you for looking up anything. I mean, to me, the whole thing reads is just like this really soft, comforting, like lactonic musk, which like I love musks. I love lactonic, so you've got me. The pheromones thing, I just don't.
Yeah, it's like, we don't need
the pheromone
messaging.
They don't.
I think like, this is just exactly what it promises.
Yeah.
I think it is, I see the lactonicness for sure, but I think it is more salty. I think it's like creamy like a lacton, but not sweet in that way.
Yes.
I think I'm getting
it's more textural than like
jasmine sweetness, but not a milk sweetness.
Yeah.
This is exactly what it promises. I think this is really nice.
It's really nice.
Oh my goodness. I like Discotheque a lot.
I need to get their Discovery. I thought they were going to send me Discovery Sip, but it hasn't shown up.
If they haven't, I'll just bring mine over.
Okay.
Lola at Kochak has her foot on my neck. It's so good. It's such a me fragrance. It's wild. Yeah.
A lot of them, I was like looking through all of them and I was like, wait, a lot of these sound really good.
We should have them on.
They're based in LA and London, so... We'll find a time zone that works.
Women.
Tynan, what do you smell like today?
I have been wearing my way... Fuck. Is it KST? The banana
fragrance? Yes, KST.
I've been wearing my way through the KST collection, which we discussed last week, by way of the banana milk coffee fragrance. And been really enjoying those. And I was really excited to come on the show today and talk about KST. But then... I received an email from the Victor and Rolf PR talking about the Bon Bon collection, which the bottles are shaped like pink bows, yeah. and I like blacked out. And on top of that, one of them has a cola note in it. Yep. And so I called it in, they messengered it over, and it was just like, again, staring at me like the Green Goblin mask. And I just like could not resist its siren's call.
Yeah.
I got two of the three. I got the pink one, which is Bon Bon Berry Jelly. And then Bon Bon Cola Fizz, which is really like, I called Berry Jelly in for the bottle. I called Cola Fizz in for the juice.
Cola note.
And I I sort of expected them all to just smell like flower bomb yeah. flankers yeah. or like have that big golden ambery floral flower bomb mm-hmm. art. And from the teensy, teensy bit of Berry Jelly I smelled, I think there is a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
But Cola Fizz, which I am wearing today, is really surprising, actually.
Oh.
I thought it was going to be a mess. And it's so good. I mean, they don't give you a whole ton in the build.
Yeah, I got that Prezi Mill too. And I was like, should I? Am I actually going to wear these?
Yeah, I've been trying not to like call everything under the sun
yeah.
in, but turns out, yeah, they really don't give you a lot in this
no.
build.
The Cola Fizz one just says Cola Fizz, lemon, and white musk.
Yes.
Actually, that sounds like I might like that.
Yeah. And it's very that. This to me, if you gave me 100 guesses as to who makes it, I would not once guess Victor and Rolf.
Yeah.
It's really cola forward.
Good.
It's
That's
not,
what you want.
It's not, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not just like in a storytelling edition. It's cola first, and then bright lemon, and then nice airy white musk. It's like a really dry cola,
mm-hmm.
and it's honestly not even that sweet. It's, I love it. Like, I'm so blown away by it. It's not like maybe not my favorite cola fragrance, but I like it so much more than I expected from Victor and Rolf, whose fragrances I love, but I thought they were going to put sort of their, you know, signature spin on it and make it
yeah.
shit on shit. And it's just, it's so nice. Wait, smell it on me.
Oh, wait, that's so nice.
Isn't that nice?
Wait, yeah. I'm going to wear that now.
It's, yeah.
Because it's cola, but it's not like you spilled Coca-Cola on yourself. It's like a perfumey version of cola.
Yeah, it's like,
it's a little, like a teeny bit floral.
And it's not syrupy.
No. Which I was afraid of.
Yeah, I think the syrupiness of many cola scents is what makes them, it's what like fills out the fantasy.
Yeah.
So I love that. But this is, again, like a sort of more dry take on it.
Yeah. I like that though.
It's quite nice. I don't know this one, and I also think of sort of all Victor and Rolf scents as syrupy.
Yes,
that's what
yes.
I mean. That's what yeah. I like about them.
They're and, all like so indulgent,
right? So this one is a little bit more reserved, almost mm-hmm. in that way. Just love it. I mean, I'm so surprised by it. I'm so
the
pleasantly
bottles are
surprised.
So cute.
They're so cute, and they're like the bottles like feel heavy, and they're really yeah. satisfying.
They have a popcorn one.
What?
Third one, caramel crunch. It's popcorn, caramel, and vanilla.
Fuck! I should have called that in.
Which like?
Why didn't I do that?
I could see a popcorn note though, getting a little car sicky.
Not to me. Not to me.
Like depending on how it's done, I could feel it feeling a little like bleh.
Yeah.
Anytime there's like a maple syrup or maple note in something, to me, it smells just exactly like the fake maple syrup.
Yep.
And it makes me nauseous.
I'm so glad you said that. So I grew up, so like my mom hates maple syrup. And so growing up, I thought I hated maple syrup too. And like, okay. I don't love it, but like, I don't hate it either.
Yeah.
I don't know. This newborn to, well, not new, but Born to Stand Out, which is
in... I was thinking of that one when you said that.
The U.S.
Was it Drunk Maple?
Has a scent called Drunk Maple.
Yeah.
And I was like, not for me, girl. Not for me. I wore it. It's so good. It is truly
okay, so
it's good because it doesn't smell like maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
It's really deep. It's really like resinous almost. The notes at the top, pink pepper, these are so messy. Pink pepper jungle essence, that's like
what?
borderline what? Problematic. Divana essential oil, rum pure jungle essence. We got to calm down. Heart is coffee resinoid, maple syrup, soft suede. The base is vanilla, sandalwood, benzoin, and arcanax. It's
okay.
Really good.
Interesting.
And it's sort of like, it's not a literal maple syrup. It is sort of the way that you might use a maple syrup to sweeten something over like sugar or honey.
Yeah.
So it's in there.
Okay.
And it's sure it's like sticky like maple syrup, but I was really into it when I wore it.
Okay.
And
I'll
was
have to actually try that.
I think you're really going to like it.
in the Discovery kind of set they gave us.
Yeah. That's how I got it. And I know that we say that we don't seasonalize everything and then immediately seasonalize something, but it will be so nice in fall, winter. And it's like strong. It's bold. You know, it like really sticks on you in that way. Oh, I really loved it. Did you have an Etat Libre d'Orange event this week?
Oh, I missed it because I'm bad at doing things I said I was.
Okay, all right.
There were two events. There was a Etat Libre d'Orange. They are releasing like, it was like a pink pepper saffron scent, which does actually sound like something I would like. I think, it was a night I had another event and I was like, I can't hit two of these because I was like on a deadline and I was like, only one can prevail.
Sure.
And they were in opposite parts of the city too. I was like, I can't go to Columbus Circle and then go down to Lower East Side. Like, it's not happening. That one I should follow up with them about. Mm-hmm. And then there is a Fugazi event for their pomegranate, which like, I don't love pomegranate in a scent in general.
Yeah.
I think the tartness just never translates the way I wanted to. Again, it was another night where there were two events in one night and I was like, only one may prevail.
I was going to go to that Fugazi event, but I had to bail because C-Banks is in town. But also it's like, I'm sort of with you. I think mixing fruit with oud, that has to stop. whoever's telling you that like people want that artwork, it does not.
Well, it's interesting because Fugazi also has passion fruit. Which
is that not what it was
passion,
for?
What?
Oh, passion fruit. Yeah.
Yeah. Like they have a scent called passion fruit, which is also like a portmanteau of passion fruit and oud, which I think is one of their more popular scents.
Really?
Yeah. So I think like maybe done well, it could be good. Mm-hmm. That stupid expensive line, Roja.
Yeah.
They have a passion fruit and oud scent that is actually quite good.
And Maison Crivelli has that.
Yes.
Which I can't.
I think like it's one of those niche combinations that when you like it, you love it. There's like a dedicated fan base to it, but it's not me.
It's not me.
But unfortunately, I'm not a part of it.
Yeah, honestly. Oh, speaking of Fugazi, at the Starflage this weekend in our hotel room, the hand soap was angel dust.
Oh, interesting.
And it was, I mean, we like the scent, but
yeah,
it was a good high-end hand soap. Like, what's that?
A little on the nose.
A little on the nose with the Surf Launch, if you ask me. No, it was a good high-end hand soap because it stuck with you, but it wasn't stuck to you. You know, it's like 5 minutes after you were still enjoying it, but then it eventually dissipated.
That's like another Isui Super-y scent. So I could
see very sweet Isui Super-y scent. Yeah, I like that a lot.
That's so interesting. I didn't realize Fugazi was in like the amenities game.
Yeah, right. I mean, I think they know they have body, but
yeah.
It's anyone
I think does. It'd be so fun to be the person who like gets to pick amenities for hotels.
Yeah.
What a fun job.
Yes.
Someone hire me as a contractor to do that. Not an employee. I should follow up about that Etat Libre d'Orange scent though.
Yeah.
Because it did sound interesting. I think when I know it's going to be an influencer event, I'm already like, am I in the right headspace to go to a place where I will know nobody? I will undoubtedly be underdressed. And just, you know, feel very like out of place. I mean, I like seeing Emma, who works at Europarfums, and Marissa. Her, yes. Like, I like seeing them. That's honestly team. Like the main reason I go is to like say hey to them.
Well, because they're like cool.
Yeah.
You know?
But other than that, I'm like, I don't know anybody here.
Yeah.
Is this the so-called perfume community? I think there are a lot of like fashion influencers, and, like beauty influencers.
Actually, you know what? That Fugazi throws a good event. It is like fashion people.
Yeah. I'm not a fashion person in general. I like to look nice. Obviously, but like, I don't think about all these fit check details the way many people do now. And there's a part of me that's like, and for what? For the opening of a can?
And I would go to the opening of a can.
Yeah. And say, thank you, the can. That's my favorite meme.
It's really good.
But yeah, I'm trying to go to more events because that's how I get my work.
Yeah.
Which sometimes I say I want, and then when I get it, I'm like, I don't want that.
We are opposites.
I know. I just don't like the work that I'm getting, but it pays too well to turn it down.
Yeah.
So I was like, sure.
I also think work begets work, though.
It does. No, it absolutely does. Which it does. Like, especially as a freelancer.
Yeah.
It's just like the things I actually want to write about, everyone's like, what? Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay.
I mean, Days is cool, right? Highest.
They're cool because like I can kind of wing it. I think it's just that because they're actively figuring out their beauty editorial strategy, I think they only really have budget for like one column a month.
Sure.
So like I can't really pitch anything that timely, but it's fun.
It's good.
Their comment section is unhinged.
Oh God. Like, I can't believe anyone has a comment section in 2026.
It's like kind of crazy. Yeah. Yeah, have that. We done nothing. That. I was like, why are you people so loud?
Oh my God. Wait, speaking of, I can probably say this. I was on a call with Wirecutter this week.
Oh.
And I got on before my team, mm-hmm. and the journalist, she was like, tell me about yourself. And so I just like gave her the rundown of like, started an editorial, then I went brand side, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, oh, like, who have you written for? And I could tell that we were like same age, but I just like looked at her and I was like, you remember XO Jane? And she was like, yes. And oh, I was God. Like, that's where it started. And yeah. then et cetera, et cetera. But that was quite funny. It was like the knowing look.
Wait, so it was for Laundry Sauce?
Please don't say that name.
Okay. There's more beep.
yes.
Okay, cool.
It was work.
Oh, nice.
I really like Wirecutter. Sure. I think they're doing the exact kind of journalism that I look for when they I'm trying to buy something. Yeah, which is the point. Which is the point.
Well, they do like very rigorous consumer testing,
which is great.
In the most unbiased way possible, yeah. which is the most honest way. But it's so funny to me, the picks they choose. Because mm-hmm. in my head, I was like, that's not what I would have picked.
Well, and it's also never... Okay. So I say this with so much love. But like, sometimes... with editorial right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's, we know who's getting covered and why.
Yes, we know who's
writing the checks. Like if I see one more motherfucking article about or placement for Armani Power of You, I'm like, we get it enough.
Yeah.
But it never feels like that with Wirecutter because mm-hmm. it is actually like, okay, we tested this and this is what's, it's never like the glamorous option and it's never the pay for play option. And Jen Sullivan from Fat Mascara went mm-hmm. over to start the beauty vertical, which is great. So it's like someone who actually knows what they're talking about. Thank God.
Yeah. It is funny. She was telling me how like, because it's the New York Times and they adhere to their journalistic integrity guidelines, like they can't be sent things.
Yeah.
Which for beauty, it's like, so you're going to buy all this shit and then what?
I talked about this too. I think they can be sent things. They just can't be gifted.
Okay.
They could take the Chanel lipstick. They can't take the Chanel bag.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Okay.
You know, because I had that question. I was like, well, then, especially for Wirecutter, it's like, then how the hell do you get all this?
All these Dysons?
Right. Exactly. She's like, no, we can take the product. We just can't take like, you know, there has to be a line. So which makes
sense.
That's
interesting. Which like, I'm sure they had to kind of tweak that a little bit for beauty because I'm sure there's a lot that would just not.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you'd be incentivized to call certain things in or do certain stories based on what you want, mm-hmm. which is what I would do because I'm crooked.
Well, yeah. I think what they're doing in beauty is just really fun and interesting, you know?
It's interesting. And what's most interesting of all is I'm like, why did it take you this long to catch up to the fact that beauty is profitable?
Well, because... Right.
Because like everyone looks down on beauty until they realize this economic power. Then they're like, oh, we should do a beauty vertical. Then I'm like, well. Mm-hmm.
It is odd. I've had that.
My cynicism is that it's like not valuable until it makes you money. So well, it's like, okay, you still look down on value.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
I know. So that's why I was like, you're fake. Mm-hmm. People are fake. Would I write for them? Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so last week we went to the Fragrance Foundation Awards. Oh, wait. I still have the...
Oh, God. You're going to read them for filth.
I'm not going to read them.
Keep it cute. We went to the Fragrance Foundation Awards last week. It was awesome. It's always, I've been twice, but it's an incredible time. Everyone's there. Dwayne Wade, Michelle Pfeiffer, Kelsey Ballerini.
I was like, girl, what?
I know. I was like, what are you doing here? She was great,
though. She doesn't have a fragrance as far as I know.
Nor do I think she's the face of any fragrance.
No. Like, so I thought that was really interesting.
I love it.
They give us this nice little magazine with all the nominees and the winners, but all of the categories sound like a little bit the same.
Yeah.
So it's hard.
We said that last time too.
Yeah. It was like fragrance of the year, prestige, fragrance of the year. They were like fragrance of the year, women's consumer pick, which I'm like, what?
Yeah.
It's really a lot of, who is it? Miu Miu won like a lot.
It was Miu Miu and Valentino and they were both flankers.
Yeah.
There were
so many flankers.
That's the one thing I was looking for a little bit more surprise. I was looking for a little bit more originality and
Liberty. Not
Liberty is not an indie brand, but go off, I guess.
What the heck?
Yeah. It's always so fun to just like be in the room mm-hmm. with everyone.
Yeah.
And you know, whether they're brands, influencers, celebrities, like as I was walking in, Jackie Aina was getting her photo taken and I was like, there she is, my queen. Mm-hmm. It's just always so, the tone is so celebratory and fun and truly everyone's there. I mean, it's a really big fucking deal.
Yeah.
So it's always an honor to be invited. Shout out to them. Yeah, I think my only thing, I was just like, I was looking for a little bit more surprise in the winners. It was to see a Valentino flanker and a Miu Miu flanker sort of sweep the whole thing. Yeah. I was like, okay.
Also, the announcer was clearly like an AI announcer because they kept saying Miu Miu Miu.
No, they were saying Miu Miu Beauty, but it did sound like Miu Miu Miu.
Everybody heard Miu Miu Miu.
I heard it, but then I really listened, and the third word was beauty. But like, you're right, because there's the U in both. I put the U in beauty. And they had, I really loved the tribute video to Honorine Blanc.
That was nice.
That was really nicely done. So shout out to that.
Honorine Blanc was the, I guess, perfumer of the year kind of honoree, which is great. She created a custom scent for the lobby, which is honestly
done by Pura. Mind you.
I honestly thought it was... Ooh, I hope they're selling it, because that's a really nice scent.
It was really nice.
It was like jasmine cedar. It was really nice.
It takes place at...
What?
Where is it at?
Lincoln Center.
Lincoln Center. And they scented that big-ass building. Yeah. So thank you, Honorine. Thank you, Pura.
Yeah.
No, it's great. I mean, we always sort of group, even before we go in, with Emma from Perfume Room and various influencers and editors of note. Our friend Ari was there. Mm-hmm. It was great. I mean, it's just such a fun time. And it does feel like, I know this sounds lame, but like the Oscars of fragrance. I mean, people dress,
I guess technically they are. Yep. It's black tie.
It is.
I did not realize until you told me that the Fifis are the same thing as the Fragrance Foundation Awards. I thought they were different awards.
It was like, the Fifis are not the Fragrance Foundation Awards. What are you talking about? And I was like, I don't know how to tell you this, but you are
wrong. Who said this? Who has declared this?
I do hate that they call them the Fifis though.
I actually like Fifis because it's cuter and it sounds silly.
There's no I in Fragrance Foundation. Except in Asian.
I think it's kind of like when people have nicknames that don't make sense. They're like, this is Margaret, whose nickname is Peg. You're like, what? But yeah, Michelle Pfeiffer is there. I was so gagged at Kelsea Ballerini. I was like, wait, what?
I know.
Huge country megastar? Like, what?
It's also just funny to see, like you said, like megastars like Dwayne Wade and Kelsey just sort of like kicking it, you know, because it feels like low stakes for them, you know, and they're there to have fun. All the presenters present like three awards, one on top of the other to keep it moving. And it's just fun to see them interact with the perfumers and the editors and all of that. It was great.
Oh, also like Wani and Suman from Alloria presented an award, which is cool.
That was great.
And Julie, she's the beauty editor at large for Cosmo.
That was cool that they pulled an editor in too. I appreciated that.
Mm-hmm. But it's a good mix. It does say in the booklet, like how the awards are considered. And they like blind smell everything.
Not everything.
Not everything, but the fragrance of the year. So it's like in like a lab bottle.
Yeah.
With no labeling, which is like, okay, that's legit.
I have to imagine though that many of them already can clock it at least, which is fine. I mean, whatever. If it's blind, it's blind. But
it's interesting.
I loved it. I love any reason to pop out. So then we went to dinner with Firmenich. They bought out this French restaurant very close to the awards. And then Emma and I went to Firmenich after party. It was cute. It was at a hotel really close to where we were. Okay, and it was on the roof. And it was just a big party.
My social battery was like done at that point. I was like,
I was having the worst anxiety. Oh my God. So I was not exactly like having the time of my life, but that's on me.
You get anxiety as the night progresses?
I've had anxiety really heavily for like 2 months now. So I'm in not a great place with that. So, but we're coming out of it. It's fine. We went to the Surf Lodge. I have to tell you this off mic, but I got some tea on the Kylie Jenner fragrances.
Oh, shoot.
In a way that's like very cool. And I wish we could talk about it because it gives all of it so much
more
credibility.
Maybe we will eventually be able to talk about it.
We should actually have that perfumer on.
Do we know them?
I do now.
Okay, great. Great.
Emma was kind enough to introduce me.
Yay. I feel like there would be an amazing story, and I'm sure this would have to be like all anonymous, but if you talk to perfumers and evaluators at all the fragrance houses to be like, what is it like working with a celebrity to make their perfume? Mm-hmm. And obviously they're definitely legally not allowed to tell us who it is, but like, I would just like love to get the lowdown on like how that whole thing works.
Well, I'm sure it, from what I understand about it, like changes, you know, like no two are the same. Like some are very involved. Some are just like, you know, signing the approvals.
Maybe that's a story I'll pitch.
Yeah.
And then when it gets approved, I'll be like, God damn it. I hate reporting.
Yes. The Fragrance Foundation Awards were great. Thank you for the invite.
Thank you for the dinner.
I'm hoping that we are not banned. So we hope to see us again next year. See you again
we're
next
not
year.
Banned. No. They don't know who we are.
They absolutely know. You keep saying that as a failsafe, and it's like, this podcast is too big to talk the kind of shit that we do half the time.
I don't think we are.
We are. People be listening. It always shocks me who does, but they do.
Okay, well, if you're listening, I've never said a problematic thing in my life. All of my opinions are fair.
Yes. Yes. Who are your dream guests for this show?
Who? I feel like we ask this like once every 3 years or something.
I know. And I don't think my answer's changed.
Mine are
random. I'll start.
You start.
Ariana Grande, obviously.
Yeah.
I really want to talk to Bowen Yang.
Oh, yes. Yes. Absolutely.
And probably Waxahachie, honestly.
Okay. I think Aubrey Plaza would be really fun have on. I think Debbie Harry. I've said this before. I also feel like I'd be too intimidated to talk to her.
I wouldn't. I'd be like, so who are you?
Oh, it's that girl from Blondie. God, who else would be like a good person to talk to about smells? Someone who's like maybe somebody in food. Somebody in comedy, I think, would be really great to have on.
I would love to have Kat Cohen.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Ayo Adebri.
I would love Ayo Adebri. Fashion
I love
icon.
Her.
I know, same.
If you are famous, come on our show. It is interesting because I feel like obviously there's a ton of celebrities launching beauty and fragrance, and we'll usually get a pitch from the brand, and then they'll be like, do you want our CMO? And I'm like, no, nobody cares about them.
Right.
We want the celebrity client.
Sometimes I take the CMO. Like, if they actually have something to say, like,
for instance,
sure.
Like Rare Beauty. Joyce Kim, but she's like the product developer. So she's the person we want to speak to because she literally made the perfume, like obviously. But sometimes I'm like, I don't want to talk to your CMO. I want to talk to like the celebrity.
It is such a case. This is any guest though. It is such a case by case basis.
It is.
We've had largely all of the guests rock. You know what I mean? Yeah. We've had perfumers who just like absolutely rip. And then we've had some that, you know, it's also like not a consumer facing job, you know, or wasn't until 2 years ago. They're just like not used to being live interviewed. And sometimes it's like, oh God, but you just never know.
You never know.
But we're grateful for all of them.
I know. My favorite guests are always the ones who are just like, so what are we doing? Shooting the shit? I'm like, yes.
Yes, great.
You know, there's some guests who obviously, I think it's very sweet that they take it very seriously, which I appreciate because it's a sign of respect that they're like, I want to come prepared to this interview. I want to like give them the best answers. And I'm like, oh, we're just two silly little guys. Like, you don't got to do that.
You know who we should have on, honestly?
Who?
Lainey from Say.
Oh.
And she's doing the podcast circuit. So like.
Yeah, we definitely should.
I also just want. And this is absolutely achievable. Kirby and Sarah from Los Angeles.
Yes. Oh, that would be really fun.
The crossover we need.
Yeah, absolutely.
Four hot girls.
Coast to coast. Four hot girls. I really enjoy Kirby's Substack.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like a extension of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Because it is very beauty industry through like this investigative lens.
It's also entertainment.
Yes.
Like,
yes,
what
yes.
I love about Kirby Johnson is that, like, she's just such a great example of having multiple passions and making them all work for you. And I don't mean like monetizing all of them, but like, she loves boy bands. She loves the 90s. Yep. She loves entertainment. She loves Hollywood and she loves beauty. And like, the whole like Kirby Johnson ecosystem just makes so much sense. And it all feels like her. Like, she's just like such a joy to watch moving through the world. And like, Sarah too, you know, like, ugh, perfect women, perfect lives.
I think it's like cool to see, or rather to me, it feels more compelling to see someone who would totally do this for free.
Yeah.
But they're just, I mean, it's good that they get paid for it, obviously, but it's like, they're so passionate about it that they would do it for free anyway. But
totally.
So it's cool to see that's like very organic passion from her. But
yeah, I love it.
Who else do you wish would make a perfume?
Talk about this all the time.
Brand or figure?
Sandy Liang, which
we've said.
That's got to be coming.
That has to be coming. I feel like that's something that's probably on her back burner, that like when the opportunity comes, she'll take it.
Like I said, I think she's focusing more on footwear and bags right now, and then the fragrance
and
will come.
Collabs.
Yeah, collabs.
Someone that I very casually enjoy, but I'm not really in the art design world, James Turrell. Like a James Turrell fragrance collection would make so much sense. Because his whole thing is like spaces.
Spaces,
colors,
light, shadow.
Lights,
Yes.
That makes so much sense.
Gustav Westman, like I've said.
Yeah. Oh my God.
One thing about me, my opinions don't change.
He should come on the pod.
He should come on
He's
the pod.
He's a silly little guy, just like us.
I think I've met him.
Really? Where?
A Gustav Westman opening.
Oh. He should make a perfume bottle.
I can't remember. Everyone who
he should make a chunky perfume bottle.
He should.
How do we?
Annalie Parker for sure.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
We've talked about pitching her, and I don't think we ever have. We should, though.
Several little... Well, it's, like, not really that secret now, but, like, Gap is doing beauty, and they're planning on releasing their scents this summer, I believe, sometime.
I guess we can't break an embargo that we never got.
Exactly. So I was like, they didn't fucking tell us, so guess what?
So go on,
I know everything about them. So they're releasing, basically...
We probably shouldn't go that far into it.
Well, I don't know that much.
Okay. I know. You just said you know everything about it.
Not. I don't know the names of things.
I don't want to.
Here's what.
I edit I will first,
say
so
this.
Go off.
I will say this. I find it interesting. I find it so interesting. No. That because they're having this whole like Gap renaissance now with their clothing and with the collabs they do with the clothing. With beauty, I'm like, I know they're probably going to, because their original beauty fragrance line was so memorable and iconic, they're going to stick to that. They're going to tweak it a little bit to modernize it. Also because you have to, because those formulas are not safe for today.
Yeah.
And I want something new. I don't think we're going to get as new as we want for the 2026 version, but we are going to get an elevated version of what we know from the past.
I don't know. I still sort of disagree with you. I don't think the Gap customer wants that. I think anyone who knows the Gap, well, the former beauty line, they want that. They don't want anything
that's
new.
That's what's interesting to me, though, is I'm like, because their whole thing is like Gen Z, and Gen
though?
Z doesn't have
like
that. I think in reality, it's millennial, but everything I'm reading from the industry side is they're only talking to Gen Z. That's why they got Cat's Eye. They had, was it Young Miko? What's her name?
I think you're right. Yeah.
Miko, they got, and it like, they really want to capture Gen Z. Which honestly, I'm just like, you make affordable, cute basics. Like, you got them. It's fine.
Right.
But I think because millennials actually have a relationship to Gap and like memories from Gap, like we are the more loyal customer, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's like what we said last week about when luxury brands launch body sprays, we're like, make new scents. Gap. Make like one. Just make like one new scent.
I'm sure they will.
So I'm curious to smell them. I'm actually smelling them later because I'm going to contribute to an Allure piece about them.
Okay.
So I get to smell the lab samples. I'm just like, I'm also curious. Like, whoever's listening, do you care about this the way we care about this?
I think, I think history has shown.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, if you're in New York City next week, please come to our scent swap.
We'll get a ticket first, so then come, yes.
Find tickets at the link in our bio on our Instagram, which is at smellulator.mp3. You can go to our website, smellulator.live, where you can leave us a voice note and find our merch. Oh my God, I'm so excited for the merch at our scents off.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, but I popped off on this.
You did.
Follow me on Instagram. I'm at SableToothTiger.
I'm at Tynan Buck.
And until next time, we will smell you later.
Smell you later.